This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you decent podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
How's it going, everybody? This is Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
And we are here to tell you all the things from this week that made us say, "What a time to be alive."
Were we supposed to say that with you?
I felt like as you started saying it, I was like, "We're definitely supposed to all say
well,
it together."
Yeah, okay, we'll work on it. Look, this is the teaser episode, so
Welcome, everyone. Yeah.
Well, it's at least only you said it. If two people had said it, I would have felt like an idiot.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like already I have show notes for next time, guys. I know we just started. We should all try to say it at once and do it incorrectly.
Yeah, yeah, every time.
I think that would be a good bit.
We've already established a recurring bit. We're 30 seconds in.
So we're killing it.
I have another idea. We should do more recurring bits. I think that the theme song should just sort of like fade in and out at random points through the episode. Just like play lightly, just randomly with no warning.
So this podcast is about people deciding what to do on their podcast.
Yep.
It's excellent, as you can tell already. Are you going to tell people what it is, though?
Yeah, no, we're basically just, we're here to count down the X-ish number of things each week that are dumb and weird and reflect the dumb and weird world that we live in. So it should be pretty easy. Yeah, fish in a barrel, I think.
It's pretty awful, awful world. Sometimes good, sometimes awful. Always weird.
That's it. It's like we've got another secondary slogan already, so that's good.
Oh, we're going to be pumping out slogans on this thing. I can feel it already.
We're going to have so many t-shirts. We're going to have more t-shirts than episodes. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we got to make sure our merch store is ready for when we release the teaser episode.
Yeah.
Jump right in.
Just one shirt that just says, "Always dumb."
Yeah. That's... And then just lots of Covfefe shirts.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I went to the Feast of San Gennaro in Little Italy like a few weeks ago. That shirt would sell like hotcakes down there, like Zeppola. Just a shirt that said "Always dumb."
Yeah.
Oh, it would kill. That they had like every permutation of a Blue Lives Matter shirt you could possibly find.
Oh, hell yeah.
All of them.
Incredible. Yeah. Who shit my pants? That was one.
Was that
just
one?
So good.
The ones in Europe are great, those like novelty shirts, because they are so unrelated to, I mean, it happens here too, but they're so unrelated to the place that you're in.
Yeah, like why would you're like, "Oh yeah, I went to Venice and I got
it's like, what
this shirt that said who farted."
Right.
I shit my pants in Venice.
At least that says in Venice.
I would buy that shirt actually.
Venezia. I shit my pants.
It's like what does Mickey Mouse getting blown by Minnie Mouse have to do with Athens? Like what are we, you know?
Yeah, it is always like weirdly sexualized Disney characters. It's like, I went to Barcelona and saw Goofy's dick. It was great. Just always. No, I love bad t-shirts. That's something, you know, I guess this isn't current, but I was like, I love a good Ocean City t-shirt that's just like, and they're always like about domestic violence in like a way that there's trying to be funny.
Wait, what's Ocean City?
Ocean City, Maryland is like, think of any shitty boardwalk town.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like any trashy.
You've been there,
trashy.
Basically.
Yeah. I grew up in New Hampshire, and we have 18 miles of coastline. Most of it is on island, so there's like a tiny little piece of it that is on the water. And it is like the most disgusting place I've ever been. Like everything is covered in like a thin film of mildew. It seems like it's like outside, and yet somehow you feel like you're in like an old school like porn video store where you would put like quarters in a machine and watch like pornography.
Yeah.
But like somehow, but the sun is shining and there's seagulls and shit.
Yeah, that's Ocean City. You've been there. It was like that. It was like I'd spend all the time in the arcade and my parents would get mad at me. They're like, "We're at the beach." But I'm like, "It's a terrible beach."
This actually reminds me. I was walking here and this is like our first podcast and I was very excited and I was like,
"You're skipping with a handful of daisies."
Exactly.
A pie.
And I saw something that I think was a really good omen for our show. In any other situation, it would have been a terrible omen for anything. But given what we're talking about, it was a child in a shirt that it was the Run DMC logo, but instead of Run DMC, it said Dab Cat, and there was a cat dabbing. And I feel like that's what we're all about. Like, I think that's, like, exactly why we're here. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Is that from anything, Dab Cat?
I bet it's something that, like, only children know.
Yeah.
Like, if we watched it, there wouldn't be sound because we're too old and we can't hear the frequencies
anymore. Right, yeah.
That's what Dab Cat is.
They record whole YouTube videos in those frequencies now. What?
Yeah, it's a guy sitting in front of his webcam in his bedroom for 45 minutes talking about Dab Cat. That's what kids like now. That's
what they're into.
His channel's called, like, Jerry Reacts, and it's just him watching Dab Cat over and over.
And then occasionally really reactionary right-wing politics. Like, it's a really weird mix. Oh, yeah. Kids love it.
It'll be normal for, like for a long time. Like, he'll have, like, 120 videos on his channel, and the 121st video will be, like, why phrenology is real. And, like, it's just going to go so... And then he's going to apologize on Twitter.
Do you guys remember the communist child who was on YouTube that everyone was, like, obsessed with for, like, a minute and...
I just think of an AIM bot that only talks about communism, like smarter child, but communism child.
Commie child? No, it was like a real child. And he like talked about how he was a communist and everyone was like, oh my God, Comrade Aiden or whatever the fuck like a 10-year-old is named.
So is he like a Nazi now?
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably.
Seems like a trend in that direction, right? Yeah. Someone yelled at him once and that was enough to just veer off into. Yeah.
Is that like that Twitter account that's like supposed to be run by like a child from Syria or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like Bana Alibet or something? I can't figure out if it's real or not, because at first everyone was just making fun of it. But I don't know. I mean, it says it's run by her mom, so I feel like that's more of... It's less of, like, you know, like, secret, like, spy movements, and it's closer to something like when someone's like, oh, have you seen this 12-year-old stand-up comic? And I'm like, you mean...
So you think that Syrian refugee child just has, like, a stage mom?
Yeah. Just...
A tragic.
Like, if she lived
mom.
Here, she'd just be on, like, Toddlers and Tiaras or something and not, like, a symbol of strife.
Yeah. That's
You're probably right. I'm supposed to be introducing this first topic, and I've already fucked up by not doing it yet.
Hey.
Tangents are part of podcast culture.
Exactly. So we're counting down today the top five ridiculous, stupid things in our dumb world.
Number five.
And this one has a special place in my heart because I've been furious about it for days. I was biking in Williamsburg, and I saw this big wall, like a big ad that was taking up an entire wall, and it was two sides of a building, and one side said find a friend with benefits, and there was like the Bumble logo, and then you turn the corner and the other side says like paid time off, like healthcare plan, like all this shit. So it's like Bumble is launching this service called Bumble Biz, and it's like you can switch the mode on Bumble, and it turns it from a fuck app into a business networking app. And I'm really fucking mad about this.
Yeah. Do you think they called it Bumble Biz? Like, is it supposed to be biz, like a B? Because that makes it 100 times worse.
I didn't even think about that.
I know, it just hit me.
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Now I hate it even more.
I almost feel like that's why they did it. They're like, this is a terrible idea.
I was already mad enough that there was a benefits pun on the ad. Now this is a double pun situation. This is unacceptable to me.
It's like... To me, it's like a cocktail party at an office after like one too many drinks, but in an app. Because there's no way anybody's gonna switch by accident and be like, oh, I thought I was in the. I'm sorry,
of course
I thought
not.
I was in the.
Also, like what I thought. So, like the whole thing about Bumble that I already think is so fucking stupid is that it's like it's supposed to be like a feminist empowering dating app because women have to message men first, which like. That was the one good thing about being a straight woman is that you didn't have to do that. Like, why is that? Taking that away makes it way fucking worse. Like, oh, it's so feminist that we have to do all the work now. And anyway, like, I just feel like I thought the whole idea of feminism was that you didn't have to be fuckable to get a job. And now they were circling back around and now there's an app about it.
Yeah, well, it's like all this, like how people get corporate headshots now. Which is the funniest thing to me ever. They'll legitimately go do that. Because I'm just like, well, we need a sales manager, but they have to be glamorous. Like, it's not. It doesn't matter at all.
When I applied to college, I had to submit a headshot with my application to Brown. And I didn't get in. And I think it's because I was ugly.
Is Brown still handwritten essays, too? Or have they changed that?
I don't think so.
That was the gimmick of brown when I was in high school for sure, because it was like, that was the one I was like, I'm not doing that. That's it. Not that like it was, you know, not that I wanted to go there or anything like that, but I was just like, well, that's out. That was an easy one to decide.
Yeah. I just like, I had like rolling, one of the, you know, Michigan did like rolling admissions. And so I got in before I'd finished my applications anywhere else. And I was like, it's a good school. I'm just going to go there. Yeah. The whole thing's so stupid. Like,
do y'all use Bumble?
Yeah.
Are you on there?
Yeah. Well, the thing about Bumble.
The reason you're saying.
Yeah. Well, it's.
Because you don't have to do anything.
Theoretically, it's supposed to work out great in that, yeah, you're not allowed to message in the girls' message first. Now, the thing that I noticed that I thought was funny is that, you know, like ladies would always complain about, you know, men being uncreative with their opening lines.
There's a lot of Tinder bios that are like, if all you're going to say is hello, then why don't you fucking kill yourself?
I think it's so crazy that people put that shit on their dating profiles in the first place, where they're like, it's just like, here's all the things that I fucking hate. Like, why would you start that way?
I respect it. You get it out there.
I mean, I probably should start that way because that is like my whole personality is just complaining about shit. But like, I at least don't want people to know that before they even meet me. Like, yeah. They'll learn soon.
Right.
I don't need to start with like, don't say hey, don't use this emoji, don't send me like just.
If you don't like The Walking Dead, you can fuck off. Yeah. Okay?
I want to have that, but it's like an emoji that no one would normally use. It's like that dragon one. I'm like, do not use the dragon emoji, or I will lose my fucking
mind. My father was killed by his kung fu master.
Yeah. Just to see if somebody would do it, I just like lose it.
There's a lot of behavior that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. On, I mean, I
remember you were saying like compared to that, when people are like, if you say hello, fuck off.
Oh yeah, well yeah, well I've noticed that on Bumble that if you end up getting a message, it's almost always just hey.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh look, turns out this is not easy, and maybe not everyone is super creative. that's fine. That should be, you know.
Mine's always the emoji that's the hand waving. It's just like a hand with motion lines around it.
That's
also, what's your
Do you use that, or do people
send that to me?
People send that to you?
Yeah. I don't know. I've sent so many different. One of the most effective ones that I ever did was just 5 pizza emojis, because I was like, I don't, whatever.
And he's like, hey, let's just start talking.
Yeah. Hello.
Trying to lead in with a question. I guess this is probably a strategy. It's on some like dating guide or something like that. But like, taking something
this
out
is
of
all, by the way, this is a pickup artistry podcast, in case people listening have not figured out yet.
Well, it's like taking something out of the profile and asking about it, or expressing an opinion on it, like, oh yeah, or you know, like, oh, like people would ask me, like, I had like a dumb line about a hot dog being a sandwich, something like that, and my thing, it's like, what else do you think are sandwiches? And it's like, I don't want to relive this.
That's the problem, is like, if you have something like that in your bio, it has to be something that you are okay talking about forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's all people have to go on.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Yeah. I had for a while, I was on OkCupid and my username was Hates Math, just because I needed to pick something and it rhymed with my name. And then people would want to talk to me about math all the fucking time.
Didn't get it. They're like, oh, it must be reverse psychology.
Yeah. I had to write like in the please don't talk to me about math. So I did the thing that I hate. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, my current, and it has been for a while, I think like my bio has like a joke about me being a wizard or something. It's just like, it's just a weird bio that I made up. It's nonsense. And then, like, every, like, couple of something, it's like, well, what house are you? And I'm like, fucking Harry Potter.
Well, that's a good screening thing, because you probably don't want to go out with that person.
Yeah.
Just respond, so read another wizard book.
Yeah. I liked Harry Potter, and I, you know, my dad read it to me and all that, like, but the day that I realized.
He's such a child. The day that he's so young.
Sickening.
I'm a baby. I'm a baby standing on the table with a microphone. but, like, the day that I realized that Harry Potter is like Star Wars and that it's never going away, it fucked me up. I was so upset.
That is like, that is a good analogy in that, like, it just, it's not going away ever.
Yeah.
It's the last book. Like, people don't read books. That was the last book that got read.
I remember on SantaCon, which if everybody who's not in New York, SantaCon is a beloved institution where a bunch of, like,
I don't know about beloved.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Awful. A bunch of people puke everywhere. It's like St. Patrick's Day, but worse. And it was SantaCon, and I was like, oh, I was like going out with my friend. We weren't doing SantaCon or anything. I was like, oh, just try to go somewhere else. We walked into a bar, and we're expecting it to be filled with Santas and elves, and it is filled with people in full wizard regalia. Because there's Harry Potter trivia happening. And it was like such a 1-2 punch of like, oh, oh, this is maybe worse.
Yeah, which which circle of the inferno is that's...
We got drunk and filled out the trivia and put an owl for every question and did not win.
I like that, though. I say get all that bullshit out on the same day. The day SantaCon is, do Harry Potter trivia. Have New Year's.
Steampunk convention.
Just everything. Do all of it at once, and then all the normal people can stay home, and everybody annoying has to pick one and do it that day.
All the shitty social media holidays, too. It's whatever. It's like, you don't have to...
Yeah, talk like a pirate on that day. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're like, dude, you waited a year to talk. Just talk like a fucking pirate if you want attention.
Pirates don't follow the rules. Pirates don't follow the rules. That's the whole thing about being a pirate.
Yeah.
So you can just do whatever you want.
Oh, finally, I can post a picture of a taco because it's final. After months, it is National Taco Day. God forbid I would have posted this on a regular day.
Now, is that National Beef Taco Day or National Shrimp Taco Day? Because they are different days, obviously. These, notice how we've stratified the days more now because we're just trying to get extra real estate.
And then
it's
beef
nice.
And shrimp taco days.
And if there's, I'm fine with that because that just means you get to eat more tacos. That's you have an excuse to eat more tacos. That is acceptable.
I'm just sick of old El Paso's influence. You know, big old El Paso is destroying this country.
Big
too
old,
many people's ears.
That sounds like something you'd call like a mother-in-law. She that big old El Paso just means bitch. Made you say it nicely.
I think we're gonna say it's gonna be one of those like Urban Dictionary sex things that no one has ever done and it would end you up in jail. Like a big old El Paso. It's like that doesn't.
Oh
sound.
Yeah, this stuff used to make up in
middle
school.
I'm gonna look on Urban Dictionary right now and see what is listed for El Paso.
El Paso. Yeah, that's like when there would be kids, you know, like you didn't know what sex was and then everyone pretended that these were positions that people did. They'd be like, oh, that's called a, you know, Mississippi corn dog. And it's like, that's when you just like shit on your mom and then spit on your girlfriend. And everyone's like, yeah, my brother did it. People do that.
It's like, first thing you do is you punch her in the nose. It's like, well, then she calls the police. What are we talking about here?
You start out first. Yeah, that's what, like strawberry shortcake.
Committing a crime.
Something.
I don't know. Jelly donut, I think. Yeah, they're all like, terrible.
This is also what this podcast is about. Is about schoolyard
it's really just an urban
misunderstandings
dictionary.
of intimacy between adults.
Yeah. No, this podcast is about bumblebees.
We were gonna talk about North Korea, but we're going to have to cut that short because we're getting all this in now.
Yeah. That should be a running gag, is that we have some hugely important, timely political thing, but we just always run out of time. We're like, we'll talk about it next time.
It could actually be Matt Damon now, because he's in trouble for Harvey Weinstein.
I didn't know if we were going to breach that.
We're
topic.
Taking down Matt Damon.
No, we can't, because we don't want to get called cowards for ignoring it. Because if you don't talk about Harvey Weinstein on your late night show that taped before the news came out, everyone's going to yell at you.
Yeah. I know it doesn't matter, and it's not part of it, but like, he looks so lecherous as a person that it's insane that you could think he could ever do something that's not terrible.
It really is like he's giving a bad name to like creepy looking guys who are law abiding and I feel bad for those guys. They're out there.
You can just be like a shitty old boss who just doesn't have sex with anybody, right? Yeah. Like, you know, like you just,
some people
you
are just like
just
chronically sweaty and shifty eyed. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
There's a Harvey Weinstein that never became successful, and he's just like the worst guy at your Kmart who's just like in there. And you're like, oh,
the world's worst insurance agent. All right, El Paso. What do we got? Or El Paso?
Anything good? I mean, it's mostly just people from El Paso being like, El Paso sucks.
I like when you look up names on Urban Dictionary and it's somebody being like, Ian. A name for a cool ladies' man. Like, clearly put it on themselves.
It's like, Mike. Mike's a real bitch. It's like, what, like three thumbs down?
Yeah.
One thumbs up.
Mike and his mom and his dad.
All right, moving along.
Yeah, but Bumblebiz is dumb. Also, so it's hard enough to start a conversation, like, romantically with somebody. How do you start the spark for launching a business venture?
I just feel like the whole reason people are on dating websites is because they don't want to fuck people they work with. That's why you're on there, is because you don't want to fuck coworkers.
That's
If you wanted to fuck your coworkers, they're right there. You don't need to have an internet for that. I just slammed the table emphatically. I'm really upset about this. Anyway, we've been talking about completely different shit for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to move on.
Next topic.
Next up.
I got it.
You got it.
All right. Number four. Today, or this week, AOL announced that AOL Instant Messenger, will be ending officially on December 15th of this year. And I think this has been going on for a little while. Like, I think they said they were in the process of getting rid of it, but they didn't have a final date. So we've already had sort of some nostalgic remembrance of AIM, but it's a big deal. I think it's people of the right age. It was like social networking for a long time. It was how you talked to people in high school, college, whatever. And you know, it's dumb that I'm feeling nostalgic for something that I haven't used in 15 years. But it's a drag. It also makes me feel old, which I think is also part of why you retreat to nostalgia, because it's like, oh, that's how long has it been since I used that, and now it's gone.
I mean, I'm amazed that it's still in operating service. Yeah. Like, I thought it had just gone away, and I also wonder then who is on that service.
People who are on it are parents who are still paying for dial-up through AOL, and they're just on it. They don't even know what it is. It just is there when they check their mail.
Yeah, because the whole generation of people who don't understand that AOL and the internet are two different things.
Right.
So like, It's just I think it probably just became a back channel for Russian operatives to communicate.
Well, it's Russian operatives and probably Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah,
most likely.
That's probably
just
true.
People like that. Just real creeps.
Yeah, it's just Harvey
creeps
Weinstein.
Creeps pretending to be children talking to each other.
I mean, that's what it already
trying
was.
Trying to
anyway.
Lure a child.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is kind of what it was.
Well,
anyway.
It was absolutely like a sexual touchstone for like everybody of a generation. Like you can be like whatever. It's like, oh no, it all. It was some movie that I saw. I was like, no, everyone was like grinding it out on AIM, just throwing themselves into a chat room and just like desperately being like trying to figure out what sex was.
Oh man, yeah, no, that was like a very early like going into AOL and Yahoo chat rooms that I should not have been in and being very confused and upset and not understanding. Also, like, we were talking about this the other day, but like I had like one of my first like romantic rejections on AIM.
Oh yeah, yeah. So did I. I think that was another big part.
Did you get the actual door slam at the end of the conversation?
Oh, God. I forgot about the door slam.
Something I was watching used that door slam sound effect, and it immediately triggered such, like, an immediate sensory response of, like, rejection and alone. I was just like, oh, no. It was just, like, in a sketch or something.
Yeah, that, like, Pavlovian, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were your, what were you guys' screen names?
I had a couple. I remember... my first one was Swimmer 532, and all my friends thought it was Swimmer 123, and so they would message Swimmer 123, and Swimmer 123 messaged me and was like, "What the fuck? Like, stop, leave me alone." That was cool. I enjoyed that. I don't think I had any like really good ones. If we're talking live journal names, like,
I never got into that. I had my first one was like in. Had like 94, 95, whenever I begged my parents to get AOL, because like we didn't have the internet or anything before, I was like, hey, this is a, you know, and on like the old Gateway 2000 that we had in the family room, we got, it was an attempt to spell Akbar, like Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, but I didn't put the C in it, so it was just AKBAR.
I think that's right.
No, there's a C in it.
It's a C.
I've since checked. But there was no way to check then, like, especially when you're setting up the account. There's
that's
no way
true.
To go online to check.
There's no spell. There's no spell check for Admiral Akbar.
Yeah. So it was that 45678. Now, that would have gotten me put on some kind of list if I'd set it up like even 5 years later, right? I mean, that's Akbar is a little more complex than it was in my mind when I was a 12. But that was one. And then in college, I had a second one. This is like super nerdy, but only for the purposes of being able to go to the newspaper office and not to sign out of my one at home. So when I was I think it was Max Power, like in The Simpsons 712, which was my birthday. So that was my second one.
A Simpsons ref is a classic.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's my AIM screen name. It definitely was my email at one point. Which I wish I just knew the password still so I could use it, and all it would do is like send out resumes and professional emails from it. Which it was, I think it was Paranoid Super Saiyan 729, and that is Paranoid was a Linkin Park reference, Super Saiyan, obviously, a Dragon Ball Z reference, 729, just my B-day.
I didn't know you got that many characters. That's a long ass name.
Yeah, that's a pretty long name. I don't know if it was definitely my email. May have been my AIM name. I switched AIM names a lot. I was a man of many identities.
Did you have any friends with like good ones that you remember?
Yeah, my friend's little brother, who was like, we were in high school. He had to be in, I think, early middle school. He had just started doing band, and he started playing saxophone. This is Johnny Pearson. Shout out. His name was Sexuality.
Oh. Nice.
And this is like a 12-year-old kid, and his parents were like, I don't think you're allowed to do that. Hang on. He was the first one to do it. Nobody even had numbers. Like, there was no, that to me was incredible. How is there not some weird old, like, guy with a ponytail, you know, who was using that, yeah. You know, like a session musician somewhere. Yeah.
Just communicating with his jam band over AIM.
How does Kenny G not get that?
They have a whole chat room for it, to organize their practices.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't remember too many of the other names of it. I'm like trying to remember who I was talking to on AIM. It was like friends of mine. There was some kid named Sander that came to our school for a while.
S A N D E R, X A N D E R.
Just S, not an X, Sander. Not that extreme.
Okay.
When he used to hack people's Neopets accounts, so we were Neopets hackers.
Is Neopets still around?
Yeah, and they're still there. I checked. Mine are so dead. They're so sick, but they won't let them die because I guess that's too sad for kids. So it's just
emaciated.
So they're just in hell. That's what that is.
Yeah, yeah. They're in purgatory.
They're starving and they can't die.
Yeah, it's like status. Very hungry. Hasn't eaten in 6 years.
That's so sad. God.
But
thousands of Neopets. There's like a famine going on in Neopets.
Yeah,
damn.
I feel like Neopets and AIM were big. Also, it's let us know. It's 100% pronounced AIM, right?
Yeah.
It's not AIM.
Patrick was insisting it was AIM earlier.
I didn't insist. I don't know. I did it. I don't know why. But the thing is, if you really like stretch out AIM, it just becomes. Or if you speed up AIM, it just becomes AIM. AIM.
I mean,
that's not
AIM.
A real
it's,
standard.
That's
my
not...
that's my defense. And
you're
I don't
a
know.
Lawyer.
AOL. I am. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. You're a lawyer.
That was
for
pretty.
Your job.
I think that was pretty quick. All things considered,
if
honestly.
You speed up murder. What?
That was a reason instead of just here's how I do it. They actually
enough.
Gave you.
Yeah.
A, yeah.
Also,
so
you know
much.
Another thing that's dumb because this is a. I didn't realize because I don't really do. I don't like. I'm not a big Star Wars person. The name of Admiral Akbar's species is the Mons Calamari or something. That's crazy dumb.
Yeah.
That's super dumb.
That's a little cuter than a lot of them are. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like because he's a squid man, so he references a squid dish from our universe.
Also, like they're all like high command
Star Wars
in the rebellion. Like they deserve more respect than to be named after an appetizer. You know, in my opinion.
I feel like this is early in the podcast. I need to make a rule that we can't talk about the Star Wars mythos in depth on this podcast.
That wasn't
that
in depth
about it.
That's not what this is about.
Also, the music.
This is a stealth Star Wars cast.
God damn it!
The music that they play in the canteen or whatever is just called jizz. That's the name. The genre is jizz.
Maybe that word didn't mean that back then. I don't know. It's
for
one of those.
Sure it did.
I don't know.
Anyway,
like,
that's a good. I'll ask Urban Dictionary. Again.
Yeah,
anyway,
we need to get Kath a button to hit. Just like if we start talking about. I mean, I won't start talking about Star Wars, but anything. Just like a siren.
Just like dog collars.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just googling jizz etymology.
Sure. When a man loves a woman.
Yeah, this is some classic jizz right here. I'm a real jizz head. Anything about me?
Number one.
That'd be another
48th
good
consecutive
AIM
week.
Screen name.
Oh, jizz. You got a big fat ear full of jizz coming right now.
What is this? The classic film? There's Something About Mary. Come on,
get out of here, Ben Stiller, with your old teeth.
I searched wrong. I just searched. I hit enter too early, and I just searched jizz E T Y, and the first link that came up was a Yahoo Answers that said, "Come in my eye. Is it bad?"
I think we can leave that there. That should cover it. That's
on that note. Shall we move on to
number three?
Next. In the dumb countdown this week is Mike Pence's whatever he did with the Indianapolis Colts game where he showed up and then immediately left because somebody was kneeling during the anthem.
Yeah, Mike Pence did a whole thing, which is, as a guy who loves small government and all that, it's pretty cool. He arranged for, you know, everything that's involved when the vice president goes to a event with thousands of people at it, which has a lot of security, but presumably gets more security, becomes a much higher profile target, to show up and then post a can't wait for the game, post an old picture of him and his wife from like 2014. And cause he's like, I love sports. I'm a human man. I love the sports. Sometimes she lets me watch sports. Then, predictably, a couple of the guys on the Niners kneeled during the anthem, and he posted and got mad online, did a whole thread about it, and then President Trump called him a good boy, and basically gave up the game. Everyone's like, this sure seemed like it was staged. And then Trump posted immediately like, it was my idea. It was a while ago. We thought about it for a while. It's like, okay, so this was all a thing. Okay, yeah.
You thought about it for a while? This is the simplest plan.
And it's good. And it worked for the people that they care about it working for. That's the thing. They don't care anymore about fooling people who are, you know, it doesn't matter.
It's bad for absolutely no one except Mike Pence. Like, nobody else cares. It takes a long time to get to a football stadium and, like, go, like, especially with all this. And then you just leave immediately. Like, the game doesn't even start.
I mean, that's the only thing.
He doesn't even get to watch the football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he cares. Okay. Well, apparently he didn't even tell the Colts what was going to be happening. So, like, they were, like, scrambling because they made all this extra stuff to get him in the box and stuff. And then he's like, I'm out of here. Patriotism, you know, or whatever.
He didn't call his Colts hotline. Like head shape, the phone shape like his head in their locker room. Anytime he has an idea about the Colts,
and also like there's a time and place for protests, and it's not while you're at work. And wasn't he at work if he's posting from his official account?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So I'm gonna burn my Mike Pence jersey because I don't think it's really appropriate for him to be.
Yeah, that's all this shit. It's like when Trump does that, he's like. No, they didn't do that. And people are like, yeah, you're a football player. Don't talk about politics. I'm like, well, but the politician is talking about football. And they're like, shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
Well, nothing is done in good faith. That's the reality. Everything is just completely cynical, and it has worked perfectly to this point and will continue to work. You know, it's everything is just a dumb culture war thing, and that's fine. Yeah. You know, the only good thing about all this is that you get to see these ostensibly very serious politicians who are like lifer guys have to do these embarrassing, debasing things to like fit in with like the club now, because the club has now switched from like serious old men to like rabid people who are mad about everything, Trump people.
Well, that's why like this is so funny. Like my friend Pets are always pointed out PZTX on Twitter. He was like, this is some Real Housewives of D.C. shit. Like, going to a place just to storm out of it.
Where's the glass of wine in somebody's face, right?
Yeah, it's so... I don't know. There's something that's like kind of wonderful about storming out of a place anyway.
Sure.
Like it's such a I don't know. It's so you. It's.
I don't think I've ever stormed out of anywhere.
Yeah, there's something not masculine about it. Like I don't know how to put it in a more nuanced way than that. Like it's very sort of like you'll be hearing from my, you know,
like
you'll be hearing from my lawyer about this, or like, I need to speak with your manager. Like it's one of those.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny. Cause it's like, it's a power move in exactly the way that Trump knows how to make power moves, and not in the way like a real person who has to deal with anything in their life knows how to make a power move. Like it's like, just such a, it's a fucking soft boy thing. Like
it's like going into the negotiation and it's like, okay, here's what's going to happen. They're going to make an offer and then we're all going to storm out and slam on the table.
Yeah.
And that apparently in this like stupid business moron world is like, oh, nice. All right. No, now we got to make a better offer.
Better than I thought.
Art of the deal, baby. Yeah.
I just like, everybody storms out like that. Have they never seen what happens in the room after someone storms out, which is invariably everyone being like, whoa, okay. That was weird. And that's it. It's like we're all stand-up comedians. Like, I've had that before where I had a heckler who was horrific. And then finally she was like, well, then I'm leaving. And she left. And I was like, great. Like,
yeah,
what,
perfect.
What statement were you trying to make? You remove the worst part of
this. Oh, no.
You could have, if only you had come to this decision
earlier,
before ruining the show.
Right, you could have just said nothing. You could have just left.
Yeah. That's like also all the, like, I feel like every person that's like boycotting the NFL because of this kneeling thing, I feel like the atmosphere at the games must be so much better. Like I feel like those are all the worst people that
were
there.
Yeah, but they're also all full of shit, though. There's all people I'm not watching this on TV anymore. It's like, well, nobody's like checking up on you, so yes, you probably are.
Yeah, but you're also desperate to get out of the house that your wife lives in, so you are doing anything.
What can they do in their man caves now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the best part.
Full of man caves.
Little things
vacant.
Are being taken from them.
Yeah.
Like, what if, like, the CEO of Lowe's is like, oh, Trump sucks. It's like, well, now I can't go to Lowe's and, like, go do dad stuff.
Let's just chip away at all of the things conservatives get to enjoy.
What if we
get custody of all of it in this divorce.
What if whatever company makes those framed Coors Lights mirrors decides that they don't like Trump?
Yeah, the company that makes neon beer signs comes out.
Well, that's perfect because it fits exactly with what life is now, like with the internet. It's just you wake up and it's like, all right, who's this asshole I didn't know existed 10 minutes ago, but now I hate for the rest of my life and hope they die.
He's now the worst person to ever.
What's the name of that company that makes the neon signs? Oh, okay, yeah. Boycott. It's on.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the
That's right. how I feel just about... So I moved to New York like 3 months ago. I moved in with a friend of mine, and she has a SodaStream, and it's the best thing I have ever lived with
it's
in my
good.
Life.
It's great.
And then someone was like, you know they make those in occupied Palestinian territory, right? And I was like, why did you tell me this? Yeah. I love fucking seltzer, man, and you ruined it for me. I'm not going to stop using my SodaStream. I'm just going to feel slightly bad about it and enjoy my bubbles.
There are ways to get the fizz, because once you own the machine, you own the machine, right? You can't do anything about that. What are you going
to
smash it?
Yeah, but then you have to buy like the proprietary fizz.
There's probably a black market.
You can refill, right? That's a thing.
No, it's like a bottle. It's like a SodaStream bottle that you like plug
it's
into
already,
it.
It's already purchased. It's like a vintage fur. Like the damage has been done.
Right. You're not going to go out and like give the fur back to the minks. Hey guys, here you go.
You're going to go just like here's your SodaStream over the wall. No, thank you.
Take that, Scarlett Johansson. But yeah, no, it's I don't know. I like the Pence thing is bad, and the like posting the picture of himself doing the like holding, you know, like he's doing the pledge during the anthem, which he then made his banner image, which then the White House sent out to the press apparently as part of like. So
hell
just
yeah.
like just want to make everyone know. First of all, this is really really earnest patriotism when you're just sending everyone, hey guys, check me out, I'm doing patriotism. But
sign up for his patriotism.
It's just nice because
you guys didn't send a mass email to all of your Gmail contacts of you saluting the flag when all this started.
Yeah,
they just know. I have a But so he's doing that, and that's like debasing and like silly. But like another guy over the weekend, and this is just a random thing, but Lindsey Graham posted he was playing golf with Trump, I guess, yesterday.
Oh, yeah, this is.
And he posted something like, you know, wow, like Mr. Trump sure is great at golf. Shot a 73 in wet and windy conditions. And it's like, this is like some Kim Jong-un strongman
it's
shit.
Up North Korean
like,
stuff.
Wow, look at how great he was at golf. Guess how many holes in one he had, you know? And somebody, I forget who, somebody on Twitter, I think it was Dan Glazer, said something along the lines of like, oh yeah, and I saw his dick in the locker room. Dude's got a huge hog. Like, at what point does this end where we're doing this thing
that
where we're pleasing
was
this
like
man?
Half of what the presidential debates were about because of his fucking small hands. So, we've already hit that. Yeah.
Like, I just want a badly Photoshopped photo of like Trump bench pressing Lindsey Graham. He's like, whoa, he picked me up. I'm so light.
He's so big and strong.
Yeah. That would be great if he Photoshopped every photo. Like, you ever seen those, like, who found, like, fart or somebody found, like, the Jimmy Fallon giantess?
Oh, wow.
You ever seen this, like, a very specific fetish that there's photos of, which are women made to be gigantic next to a very small Jimmy Fallon.
Just specifically but Jimmy Fallon.
I mean, this one at least seems like it. But I just wish that Trump did that.
Yeah,
like,
I'm assuming this isn't like a widespread thing of it being about Jimmy Fallon.
Like, because I think like there has to be somebody looking out for him because Trump is so like 100% the type of guy who would do a terrible Photoshop and think it was really convincing. That I wish just like every photo he ever uploaded,
oh my God,
he just shrunk the other people in it so they just looked like huge all the time.
That is one of my favorite like genres of internet of like memes is like the person. It's usually like a woman on Instagram and she's like Photoshopped her ass bigger or whatever, and the background is curving around. The badly photoshopped
just a
ass.
Towel rack, like a full S, just like gravitating in.
Oh, that's like when celebs get caught. That's like a whole thing, right? Yeah.
Or like when it's some, like, you know, teenager that like clone stamped David Beckham's abs onto himself. It's like completely different skin tone.
Just the best. Please never learn Photoshop, anyone.
Yeah. I just don't know how they can get that. They just learn, like, sort of how to do transparency on it. They're like, this is as good as real life.
Post this as if it is real. It's a delight. Never stop doing it.
Yeah.
All right, next
number
up.
Number two.
All right, this actually fits in nicely with what we were just talking about. People realizing, not realizing the bad Photoshop. So we're talking about, this came up because, popular rapper from a few years ago, B.O.B., just put out a Kickstarter, or a GoFundMe, I believe, to prove...
Again, A.I.M., not AIM, B.O.B., not Bob.
Well, there's...
I thought it was B.O.B.
No, it is.
Okay. Yeah. There's periods in there.
I'm just getting zinged
here.
Jesus. All right. A feud has now started on the podcast, and we're going to have to... No. So we're talking about Flat Earth, guys. That's what people... There are people who believe...
Ooh.
that the Earth is flat, and that all the science and everything of the past however many hundreds of years is all false, and that there is a global conspiracy to keep the truth from people.
Question. If they think the Earth is flat, mm-hmm. do they call it a global conspiracy?
They do.
They do?
Do they go with worldwide? Flat globes?
Well, maybe you're right.
Do they like mount a map to like a foam core?
I want our listeners to know Patty has research in front of
him. Yeah, let's just back up for a second here, because we kind of glossed over the BOB thing. So he came out along with a couple other, I think Kyrie Irving, I think, is one of them. There's a couple basketball players.
We can't let them use the phrase came out. Like, that implies too much bravery. You don't get to come out as a flat earther.
He let it slip that.
Yeah.
Confessed, maybe.
So B.O.B. has had this feud with Neil deGrasse Tyson about, he did like a rap about the Earth being flat. So he just thinks the Earth is flat. That's just the thing that he thinks. I think it's like a symptomatic thing of just believing any conspiracy theory, because it makes you think you're smarter than everyone else. And that's like the whole allure of the whole thing, is that, you know, everyone's getting one over on everybody else, just not me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is just like the next step in that whole thing. So it probably starts with like 9/11 truther or like JFK or something like that.
It is interesting to sort of work backwards and try to figure out what people's like gateway drug conspiracy
and what where it ends, because you get to like Sandy Hook truthers, you get to like the Vegas people were doing it like right away when it was happening, and this one is just like, it's too stupid to even, because, and I'm gonna get to that, so B.O.B. set up a GoFundMe as part of his campaign to, you know, prove that he's right and that the Earth is flat.
Why does he need money for
this? He wants money because he's gonna set up a network of satellites in space. And the GoFundMe is titled "Show Me the Curve," because their big thing they're obsessed with is they can't, like, they'll take a picture up somewhere high and they're like, well, where's the curve on the horizon? Because they don't seem to grasp that you're never high up enough to see the Earth's curve, because it's like subtle when you're like even if you're like a mile in the air, it's not like that, you know.
Yeah.
So
where is he going to find someone that both thinks the Earth is flat and is capable of getting a satellite into space?
Well, right. Okay.
So you can find a flat Earth rocket scientist.
So
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So
a really good point.
He's asking for $1 million, which is not enough to get satellites in space.
That
I don't think, right?
Purely a number you pull out of your ass.
Yeah.
This is a man who would just like $1 million.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, so far he's raised $6,222.
That's
which is more than you would think.
That's more money than I have. So good for him.
And I think he gets to keep it.
GoFundMe gets to keep it, right?
So this is a scam. But anyway, let's just proceed as though he's acting in good faith. So what he wants to do is get some satellites in the air. He donated 1,000, so he's only gotten 5,222.
How much does he think a satellite costs?
Oh, sorry. It's weather balloons and satellites. So
okay, he could probably get a weather
balloon. A weather balloon.
Here's the description.
He could do a weather balloon with like an eighth grade science class.
The satellite is his stretch goal. Right. He needs like $60 for a weather balloon.
First a Mylar balloon from like the store.
Yeah. A happy birthday balloon with a GoPro attached to it.
Yeah, just fucking Dora the Explorer floating.
So the whole idea is that, you know, he can't, like, they can't get high enough to see the curve. They don't believe the pictures NASA puts out, because that's, you know, NASA, and obviously they can't be trusted.
Uh-huh.
There was a guy who did a video of, he had a timer and he had a level, like, you know, one with the bubble and, you know, on a tray table of a plane.
Okay.
And he just put it on the level, on the tray table, and just let it sit. And he's like, if we're going around the Earth, where isn't the level moving?
Oh, my God.
And it's like, dude, like, it's not like you're going downhill all the time. Like, this is insane.
It's like a machine someone would make on, like, the Animaniacs.
But it's the perfect, this hits all the spots of, like, being sounding smart, but being even dumber than it's, like, even dumber than you think it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, the guy's like, yeah, but okay, well, why didn't the level move? It's like, your brain like short circuits and you don't have an answer, and that's enough for the, you know, somebody to be like, well, exactly.
Yeah. No, this is like the opposite of people. I feel like this is the opposite of when that ICP song came out and everyone was like, magnets, how do they work? That's so funny that he doesn't know how magnets work. Motherfucker, no one knows how a magnet works.
Yeah.
Like,
that's to do with the poles, right?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
They're like, trying to go to the poles.
The moon controls the tides.
I feel like it's people who are like, they think they're so, they're just like, well, explain this to me. It's like, you're lack of understanding of like the basics of not even just like space, like the rocket science or whatever. It's like physics, like gravity. Like you don't.
Right.
Like 99% of people, I feel like if really had to explain how a cruise ship doesn't sink, would absolutely not be able to do it.
I don't know like, if I anyway. Could.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, it like I have surface area. It's like really wide.
We're making our way to flat Earth right now. Yeah. we're gonna
okay,
go.
So we haven't been able to prove that Earth is flat.
I think that's how flat Earth stuff started. Was it started as like a thought experiment of like for you to sort of test like how much stuff you believe to be true is actually received knowledge. But like they figured out the Earth was flat in like ancient Egypt. Like it's you can
or that it was round
or I'm just slipping in my flat Earth agenda. Like you can figure it out if you understand sort of the basics of science.
Well, it's just so they have their own little code, like their language they use. Like they refer to people that believe that the Earth is round. You know, the most people as globe heads. That's like a slur they have to refer to people, which I think is extremely funny.
That rules.
Because it's like they get to be in this like super elevated clique where they're like, yeah, look at these globe heads over here. Meanwhile, they're like, how can we prove there's a, you know, so they, that's something they believe. So the key, all right, the key thing. So B.O.B. is stealing $1 million from people if he ever gets anything. But whatever he's stolen, he will just be stealing. He literally just has one paragraph that just says, what's up, guys? Help support B.O.B. purchase and launch multiple weather balloons and satellites into space for experimental exploration. He's donated $1,000 to the cause to get it going, and we'll be keeping you updated with step-by-step documentation of the process. Help B.O.B. find the curve. And that's it. Not a whole lot of information about how the money's going
to go. He only put in $1,000. He is not dedicated to this.
I think he might be a secret globehead. Maybe this is all a bit to just keep himself in the news. So I don't know. It's a secondary grift.
I'm mad I didn't think of it. Yeah. Because that's pretty fucking great.
It's, you wouldn't think there are that many people that would be marks for this, but there's like 50,000 people.
I don't know, man.
What I love, though, about... Like I have to respect about this is that it's not like they're doing something like these like the idiots that are like, oh, like vaccines cause autism or something, which is at least they're in like a field of science that is still being researched and is like medicine is constantly like these people are taking a scientific discovery that is the linchpin of like all of science and just being like, this is wrong and like yanking it out. Like,
also it's, this the vaccines autism thing. What do they want? No more vaccines. What do the flat Earth people want? What do they want?
What is their
the
goal
truth?
Here?
Just the truth they just to want be the out truth. There?
No, that's what I think. That's what they would say.
Like it doesn't affect anybody. Like we're still here. Nothing changes.
Yeah.
Like all right. So this is my favorite part.
And then I don't want to steal your scoop, but I do know isn't one of the explanations for what's on the edge of the Earth. Is that it's a giant ice wall that's guarded by the CIA.
Yep. It's like Game of Thrones, but it's the whole Earth. And that's what's called Antarctica. It looks like, I'm showing you guys the picture here. It's like, picture.
So how on a globe, Antarctica is like a little spot.
Yeah. It's like you're looking at a globe from the top, and the top is the middle of the flat Earth. And then Antarctica, which is the bottom of the flat Earth, is really just around the flat Earth. The Earth is disc-shaped.
It's the edge.
So but they have like, and if you can't see the photo, maybe we'll put it up on something. But there's also, they've like given an actual shape to the ice wall. Like it's thicker and something. Like anyone's ever fucking seen this. I also love that it's the CIA, that it's the counterintelligence agency of just the U.S. that's in charge of the ice wall.
Well, I was watching some flat Earth videos just to kind of prepare for this. And there was a guy who was like, yeah, they started guarding the wall in the 60s because I guess people like gained the ability to get close to it because it was so far away up until then that nobody could ever go. Right, because air travel, right? I guess they shoot down planes. I don't know.
I bet there are people who link this to Kennedy somehow.
I'm sure. But so here's the thing. So this is the frequently asked questions from the Flat Earth Wiki, which as I understand it is like it's like TFES, the Flat Earth Society.org. So this is like from the source.
Okay.
And this is the one that you would think would just really this would really put a halt to this whole thing. People have been into space. How have they not discovered the Earth is flat? Okay, it's a tough one.
Okay. Yeah.
The most commonly accepted explanation of this by these people is that the space agencies of the world are involved in a conspiracy faking space travel and exploration. So basically in some space is fake. That's like, it's like Tracy Jordan level, like stupid, you know, like space isn't real, whatever, you know,
it's just a skybox.
It's just like, and
that is a good question is like,
because no one's ever been through the ice wall. So
Earth doesn't have to be flat. Like the Earth can be flat and space can be real. Like, why are these?
They view it as,
like, I just don't understand.
What's on the bottom? Is it just like dirt?
Also,
it's dirt all the way down. There's just nothing.
Well, here's the other thing. All right, so their first premise they accept is that there's a Earth-wide conspiracy. We can't say global. to fake space travel, but to fake space in general, really. And the next question is, there are many pictures on the internet and in other media depicting the Earth as being round. Why do these not disprove Flat Earth theory? In general, we at Flat Earth Society do not lend much credibility to photographic evidence. It's too easily manipulated and altered. Many of the videos posted here to prove a round Earth by showing curvature will show no curvature or even concave curvature at parts. That's it. Just every piece of evidence is faked.
It's
because
fake and
there's a massive conspiracy.
Yeah, it's that's, all Photoshop. That's it.
Which also, I think, you know, you look at Occam's Razor, I think that tracks pretty well.
Yeah. One of B.O.B.'s most famous song is about stars, and he doesn't think they're real. He's like,
he thinks they're outside the ice wall.
What do you think? How do they think that you can fly from like Australia to South America? Like that quickly. Like they think that if you're flying from Australia to South America, you have to cut back across the entire
world.
Yeah,
I guess maybe they think you go like this. Because going like this would be a pretty long trip.
Yeah.
It'd also be a pretty short trip to get from like New York to, yeah.
Maybe they think that they like intentionally fly around for a while to make it longer.
That's got to be it. Yeah. It's all part of the conspiracy.
And like the thing of not seeing a curvature from the plane, well, it's like, well, you can't see your fucking ice wall from the plane either.
Right.
That's a good point.
You see anything?
Well, also the idea that all the agencies in the world, like all the world's countries could agree on anything is also, you know, but.
That's kind of moving in a way.
In a way.
Like that's kind of.
To deceive the globe heads.
Also.
to some end. Not clear what end, again.
If this is real, if that's the, I start to say this seriously. If this is real. No, if that's
Eli's just
picture,
sweating.
Yeah, I'm always sweating. There's an ice wall that surrounds the entire world. The manpower that would be needed to patrol the perimeter of an ice wall that is the circumference the circumference of the entire world.
Yeah.
And they think the CIA is doing it.
Well,
do you think there's like flat earther people out there who like their like dad left or their mom was like, he went to the ice wall to patrol for the CIA.
Yeah,
fucking king of the north.
I'm assuming they answered me something about CIA having technology that we don't know about as part of the conspiracy.
Clones, probably.
But
it's just all Gucci Mane clones patrolling the ice wall.
But I like this flavor of conspiracy that it's Gucci Mane clones.
Well, the other element to it.
This is more fun than knowing science.
Yeah, well, right. there's like a weird religious element to it, too, but that's, leave that aside. But there's another thing where, like, I watched a video and it's like the head of like the biggest Flat Earth Facebook group. It's just like a dude in like a Volcom hat and like shorts and like a, you know, like a t-shirt walking around the beach. And this is like he's like not a scientist, no background or like that.
Yeah.
He's like, hey man, all this stuff is fake. And he's talking to like it was like an interview with like the Daily Mail or something. And he's saying, you know, well, you know, we have to, these people are doing this to maintain control. These global elites, you know, they're doing all this to maintain control. It's like maintain control again, whatever that means. What are we going to do if we find out? We're going to go to the ice wall, like get out of here. What?
Yeah.
But anyway, but then it comes back around at the end as like his little button he puts on. And it's like, we got to find a way to get the truth out of there and put a stop to the control of these pedophiles. And it's like, whoa,
hold on.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Where do we? Okay. So
John
there's some
Podesta's fucking kids at the ice wall.
Yeah. Well, he would be in on it, and they've given his high level in the government. So that makes sense.
Well,
I also love how like any of these conspiracy theories, like it's like when if you watch like the moon landing fake stuff, there's like disagreements within those communities, which is great. Like there'd be a
vehement
guy.
Disagreements.
It's like ice wall. That's a load of bullshit. It's just we're just living in a bowl, actually. Like that's
yeah.
You can't get to the edge because you slide. It's like a rat in a toilet bowl.
Well, that's the one thing. That's the one thing that's good about watching humanity. Anybody online, every group has what they call eventually like a purity spiral where it just like breaks because everyone's like, well, I'm more X than you are. Blah, blah, blah. And that's across everything. So like the Nazis are doing it on fucking Twitter and stuff. Like, you know, people on the left are doing it. People about Flat Earth are doing it. People on, I'm sure, you know, people argue about what Simpsons, which is the last good Simpsons season, all that kind of stuff. That's just the most common human behavior there is. It's just we in groups eventually fight each other. So,
well, I do.
Cheers.
This is making me wonder. I wonder how much overlap there is between Flat Earthers and the group in question at our number one spot.
Oh, I was about to say, speaking of terrible nerds. Speaking of awful
and
nerds.
This week's number one reason to say, what a time to be alive.
You all knew this was coming. Rick and Morty, Szechuan sauce riots of 2017.
Szechuan sauce, baby.
I bet there are flat earther Rick and Morty fans there. Like, both of them clearly require a high level of intelligence.
Well, you're smarter than everyone else. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. So I'm sure everyone knows about this at this point. If you don't, congratulations on living a fulfilling life. I'm assuming people with fulfilling lives probably don't listen to that many podcasts either. Yeah. So you already know.
Yeah, they're the people on Bumble who are just like, how's your week? And I'm like, kidding
me? Is that bad? That's usually my line. How's your weekend?
What
are you doing this coming weekend?
Can you imagine a life without just being online all the time? How great that must be? Yeah. Just so you just go home, watch like
just feel
Project
things.
Runway and go to bed or something. It's not, you're not just like mad about something going on in Australia for some reason.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
Yeah, so a bunch of nerds got too into a throwaway joke from a Rick and Morty episode from like 6 months ago and just accosted a bunch of minimum wage workers at McDonald's about it. So that's what happened.
Someone at McDonald's thought they were being cute, I guess, and they were going to try to harness. This is a big mistake. They picked the wrong group. Like, there is
I feel bad.
There is a thing that brands can do when they see like a grassroots thing and they want to like be part of the, you know, be in on it and be fun. And that's what happened with someone at McDonald's. They didn't like go through Cartoon Network. They didn't go through Rick and Morty or anything like any of the people involved. They just did like a weird sort of the art on like the packets and the promo art looked kind of like Rick and Morty, but it wasn't officially licensed or anything like that. But they decided they were going to put out the sauce and like some like posters and stuff and stickers, I guess. And they just picked the wrong group because this is just a group that's for loving a comedy show. It's a very humorless group of people in general. Yeah.
It feels like them trying to commandeer like the Rick and Morty fandom. It's like one of those internet videos or something. It's like a really powerful race car, and they're like, why don't I give it a try? It's like someone's dad, and then they just like smash into a wall right away. Like it's just like, no, don't. It's so bad, but because it's these nerds that are like, they see the character of Rick from Rick and Morty, which is legitimately a very good show, but it has the worst fans. And it's like, but they see this character, which is someone who is so incredibly intelligent and like borderline psychopathic and ruins the lives of everyone around him constantly, and think that that's like the protagonist of the show, and that's like that's the cool
right
way
and not
to,
like a commentary about how people like that get away with so much shit, and it's like awful.
It's like the same. It's just this is like the nerd version of the dudes who saw American Pie and thought that Stifler was legitimately a super cool dude, you know, like they were
or
just
saw
like,
American Psycho and thought Patrick Bateman was cool.
Yeah
I thought you were going American and I was like Pie. Oh well, hang on.
I've only ever seen the movie American Pie. I've seen nothing else.
It's just the only one you can reference.
Never not thinking
Stifler's
about Shipwreck.
Am I right?
You were that guy. You're the guy that thought Stifler was cool.
No, I had to host in college. I hosted a Q&A for whatever the one that came out was. It was like years after American
Reunion.
You hosted
an American Pie Q&A?
American Reunion Q&A.
Why? What?
Because they asked me to do it, and I
was
in college.
He was the coolest guy in school.
Yeah. And I was like the only one who did like comedy in school, and so I hosted it, and they made me wear a T-shirt that said it looked like a lifeguard shirt with the cross on it, and it said orgasm donor, and I had to wear it, and then I wore it. And I had to go to the bathroom, so I had to like walk by the line of like everyone who's waiting to see American Reunion and the Q&A with the guy who played Finch.
Did everyone give you a high five? Did they go insane?
One dude was like, where can I get that shirt? And I was like, off me. As soon as this is over, I will give it to you.
Man, this is like full circle. We started talking about stupid T-shirts.
Yeah.
Bringing it back around.
Stupid T-shirts. Well, that's also that's the Rick and Morty crowd too, is the like, they're wearing the like, physics joke T-shirt that's not even for anyone to get. It's just for them to explain to people. Like, that's the vibe.
It's, you know what it is? It's for them to explain to people that already knew it but didn't laugh because it's, who cares?
Yeah,
because
it's stupid and not funny.
But yeah, I just like, I never, people have to be really, really, really bad for me to feel sympathy for McDonald's. That is a level of bad that is not often encountered.
Yeah.
And it's more the people that work there because they're the ones that put up with it. It's not corporate. It's C-suite McDonald's.
For sure. Oh, my God. Yeah. The people that work there.
They were doing that thing that they always do when something goes wrong on the internet and the people get mad. It's like it looks like the stock price is down and after hours trading. It's like, yeah, they're going to tank the stock because the Rick and Morty nugget sauce couldn't get the cartoon sauce. You know, the CEO has resigned because of the sauce gate, you know. So there's an oversized sense of importance there. But yeah, no, it's you don't, you know what? Never mind. McDonald's, welcome to the resistance.
That's what I wanted to tweet that. I could just the like Rick voice that's like, he's like, welcome to the resistance, Morty. I couldn't figure out how to type it.
Your attempted hijacking of a brand failed miserably. And the only people we feel bad for are the minimum wage workers who had to deal with screeching nerds all day.
Did they do it anywhere in New York? Did you hear about anything?
Yeah,
here?
They had them in. I think they were in Brooklyn. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't end up looking it up. I mean, I certainly would never have.
Are you thinking Brooklyn? That's where it happened.
I don't know. I only say that because I saw a video. I saw a video on Twitter of a kid who sounded like he was a character in Newsies, but who was like pissed off at McDonald's.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Or he's like,
what's Newsies?
Newsies is like the movie about like the paper boys in like the 20s.
We have to explain this because he's only seen American Pie.
Yeah.
It's with Christian Bale. It's a musical. It's about a newsboy strike.
Is it anything like American Pie?
It's pretty similar. It's kind of a coming of age story.
Except instead of getting laid, they want fair wages.
They want news. I don't know.
Yeah, but the kid was like, you know, oh, geez, McDonald's. What are you? You know, it's like, what? Who is this kid? Yeah.
I come downtown with my shiny nickel.
Yeah, pretty much.
And my nugget sauce.
That was it. That was exactly that was it.
Well,
it was also like one thing that's funny is like it's all so stupid, but then you also find out how many packets of it McDonald's made. They sent stores like 40 packets.
Right. Yeah, that was a mistake.
just like in a mail envelope.
And also,
because
they were branded packets, right? So you would think it would be more expensive to make less. Why not just do a big run of a bunch of them at that point?
Also, like
right?
the mailing cost of sending a fucking McDonald's 40 packets of sauce.
It's just
insane.
Someone comes and like drops a handful of them on the counter.
Right. Well, someone got it half right because they knew that the nerds would get mad if they only had the jugs behind the counter and like they couldn't get like a thing to have, but they should have had the jugs and the packets. Then they could have maybe, you know, figured out a way to kind of triage.
McDonald's,
the angry
hire
nerds.
Us. We
also
have some ideas.
Send us some sauce and we'll auction it off.
We'll take
somebody.
The damn sauce.
And we'll donate all the proceeds to BOV's.
The sauce. Yeah.
Curve fund.
We're going to find out about this. We're going to fight these globe heads, guys. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that should do it for this week.
Our countdown.
We hope there'll be more dumb stuff in the next week to fill out next week.
Fingers crossed.
I think we have a chance, guys. So I guess until next week, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.